Hey, this is Adam Torres, and I'm here to tell you that it has never been easier to start your very own podcast. At Mission Matters, our goal is to amplify stories that matter. That means we want to help you start your podcast because your story matters. We can do this in three different ways. One, join our podcast school and take a free or paid course. Two, visit our resources page where we've already figured out what you need, such as where to host your podcast. Or three, heck, we can even do everything for you through our podcast agency, including editing for cheaper than you can do in-house. Oh, and no contracts, services month to month. Get started by heading over to missionmatters.com and click on Start a Podcast. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Innovation Podcast, your source for all things innovation. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Julian Flannery on the line. He's co-founder and CEO over at Sumus. Julian, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Adam. I appreciate it. Nice to be here.
Oh, man. So I'm excited to get into today's topic. So we're going to talk about virtual access to the best expertise in medicine and how you and your team over at Sumus are making that possible. So just to get us kicked off, tell us a little bit more about the company, please.
Yeah, no, I'm happy to. And again, thanks for having me. So, you know, what Sumus is, we're a virtual specialist platform, which is, you know, in today's COVID world, a very, you know, interesting place to be. You know, what we do, we provide access to leading doctors across the U.S. healthcare system, and we do that within days from anywhere in the world. That's kind of core to what we do. Our mission is really to help people, help families in what we call their healthcare journey, right? They might be dealing with different types of health concerns. And ultimately, what we want to do is help them make better, more informed medical decisions. And we do that, again, by connecting them directly with a curated physician selection that is specific to their particular diagnosis, who has a tremendous amount of experience and will help them understand, you know, what they need to do, what it means, you know, what path they need to go on. And it's interesting because if you talk to healthcare consumers and you ask them, okay, what does quality healthcare mean to you? The number one thing they rank is the quality of the doctor that is either treating them or they're consulting with, and number two is the quality of the hospital system that they're in or being treated in. So really, what we've done is built an incredibly high quality virtual platform for consumers both here in the U.S. and globally. You know, in the U.S., we have a network of about 4,000 plus doctors that we've selected using technology and our clinical team across 48 top hospitals in the U.S. And what we can do is deploy them again within days, really across any health concern. So again, you know, Sumus is very much a technology company that combines telehealth with the concept of really changing the value proposition for leading doctors. And giving them a really interesting platform that's very easy for them to use and can help them scale their expertise both across, you know, outside of their hospital system, across state borders, across international borders. So, Adam, that's what we do at that's kind of what we do at Sumus.
So I don't want to assume that everybody listening is aware of, because I wasn't, like, and I didn't quite know the term. So the second opinion market in general. Can you maybe educate the audience and myself on that a bit? Because I don't think everybody knows, because most people, just quick context, you know, how do I know about healthcare? Because my job at one point when I worked for somebody else provides it. Now I provide it, but how much I know about it. Like, I didn't even know this whole second opinion or all these other things even existed. And I don't think most people know, because the only time, especially business owners, entrepreneurs, like, the only time they really get into that is when it's time to figure out how much this is going to cost me. So tell us a little bit more about the second opinion market in general, please.
Yeah. I mean, the second opinion market is, and second opinion is really kind of the specialist market. So you have primary care, and then you have specialists. And, you know, in today's healthcare system, and I'll get into the second opinion category, but in today's healthcare system, it's, you know, when you have something you're dealing with, that could be, you know, something serious like cancer, it could be something, you know, less serious like really complex allergies. You know, what do you do? You're like, okay, who do I go see? What type of specialist do I see? How do I get in there to see that person? And then, oh my goodness, that can take weeks, sometimes even months. And then it's often very localized, right? So so that's the challenge in healthcare today is really kind of finding and accessing high-quality specialists so that you can figure out what you're doing with your health condition. The second opinion is really a function of, you know, different doctors are going to have different viewpoints. Or let's say somebody's getting treated by a doctor in their local hospital, and it's a, it's, you know, let's say they're facing surgery or have a serious diagnosis. You know, you want to get a second opinion, and you, you know, you want to make sure you're on the right track. You want to make sure that the, you know, you're doing the latest kind of evidence-based medicine, kind of a technical term for kind of the best care. And that's really what a traditional second opinion has been. And most oftentimes they're written. So the interesting piece about Zumiss, which I'm sure you're going to ask me about, is that we take the second opinion category and we kind of go beyond that. And we create a really interesting way for families all over the world to access specialists to get more informed on their health decisions.
Let's go a little bit further down that path. Like, what does that look like? So what, like, so just user maybe functionality or kind of onboarding, like wherever you want to take that. But, you know, the concept of making that easier, let's put some meat around that one.
Yeah, so you know, we really believe in so we have we're a technology company. We're a virtual care platform, and so you can access Zumiss via your mobile device. You know, if you're sitting at an employer, you know, via the employer website, and we make it really easy. We kind of design it like Google. There's a box which says, "Hey, Adam, how can I, you know, how can we help you with your medical concern?"
Mm-hmm.
And you just need to type in there, and you say, "Okay, these are my challenges." On the back end of Zumiss, we're using technology in our clinical team to triage to understand exactly the type of specialist that, that you should probably see. And then we would do we would reach out with our team. We'd understand a little bit more about your health concern or your condition. We'd schedule time with our clinical team so that we can get all your medical records and medical history together. And then we would use again, a combination of technology and clinical judgment to find the right match for you so that you can access a top specialist. And then I guess, you know, I think what you're asking me about is the user journey. So they're, mm-hmm. they're going through that process that can happen within, you know, within a day. And then it's really just a scheduling function. And we, you know, we check with the doctor's schedule. It's sort of an automated tool that's integrated with our platform. And then we schedule with you, and you can, you, we can enable single multi-party, video from anywhere in the world. So we can have you in Los Angeles. We could have mom or dad in a different part of California, and you could have a specialist in the Harvard system or down at MD Anderson or Johns Hopkins, you know, consulting with you on your health concern. And, you know, we do believe in direct interactions. So, you know this, if you're to read a report, that's really great, but it's actually much more valuable if you get to spend quality time with somebody and get to ask them questions and kind of work through the problem and kind of come out of that a much more informed, you know, healthcare consumer. And that's really how we do it. You know, obviously some cases can be more complex, like a cancer diagnosis. Some can be just about, you know, they could be about fertility. They could be about behavioral health. It really doesn't matter for us, because we're just matching you to a really high quality specialist, you know, across all these different hospitals.
So we've talked about this from the patient side, maybe even the employer side a little bit. What do the doctors say about this? Like, give us from the medical practitioner side of things and their view from in this relationship, if you will. Because obviously there's two sides to this relationship, right?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. You know, astute point. I mean, I think, you know, we actually designed Zumiss Physician First. You know, personal story. I come from a family of doctors. I kind of know what it takes to become a doctor, the challenges of going through med school and residency and fellowship to be sort of at the top of your field. And look, there are real challenges in healthcare today. I mean, physician burnout is very high. I think 42% of physicians say they're at some level of burnout. The compensation models are a little screwy in terms of reimbursement and volume versus value and whatnot. So, you know, what we do at Zumiss is really say, hey, you know, how do we build the easiest most intuitive platform for doctors to work through and help connect with people all over the world. And, you know, we see tremendous feedback from doctors. Again, we work with top hospitals across the U.S. healthcare system. And it really is, Adam, a point about, you know, our belief is that if you improve the physician experience in healthcare, you actually improve the consumer experience, right? Because, you know, I'll give you an example. The average patient visit is about 14 minutes, right? So you go in there, you kind of, you know, you're sort of speeding through an appointment. You think you get it. You think you asked all the questions. You know, our average engagement with our physicians, for the physicians that work through Sumus, is about 44 minutes. So it just gives you a sense for the time that doctors are willing to give to our members, the valuable experience we create for both sides. And ultimately, I think, you know, again, we kind of, you know, you change that doctor experience and then you get a much, much better, you know, output on the other side.
That's awesome. I love it. So Julian, that being said, if somebody is listening to this and they want to learn more about Sumus, whether they're from the healthcare provider side or whether they're from, you know, the enterprise level workforce side or the you know, business owner side, I mean, what are the different ways for all of these different, let's just say, parties to connect with you and your team?
Yeah, I mean, you know, very easy, www.sumusglobal.com. You'll see, you know, we work with employers, you know, employers with global footprints. We work with families. So we have an individual membership as well, where we have a lot of international families that are members of Sumus. And then if you're a great doctor and you're like, wow, this is great, I'd love to be part of the Sumus network. You know, we have an application process and it's very easy for you to access it through our site. You know, ultimately we think we have a really powerful solution in the employer space and that's a place where, you know, companies are looking to both save costs on healthcare and enhance their healthcare solution for their employees and we have a great plug and play solution for top companies. So easy to find us, www.sumusglobal.com.
Fantastic. Well, Julian, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background and all the great stuff you're doing over at Sumus to, help the doctors, to help the healthcare providers, to help, you know, patients, just all across the board. So you're creating great win-win relationships. So good stuff there. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review on the Apple iTunes Store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Innovation, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments on the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Julian, thanks again for coming on the show.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot, Adam. I appreciate it.